Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, why don't you give us an update on the digital marketing campaign?
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in the midst of a 10-month digital marketing campaign to reach Oklahoma consumers with messages of beef's taste, its versatility, nutrition, and sustainability. At the midway point, we are thrilled that our videos have been viewed almost 2 million times by Oklahoma consumers. Unlike television through YouTube advertising, we are able to very specifically target consumers, such as moms of toddlers and infants, with our Early Years campaign. The best part, we only pay if they watch at least 30 seconds of the spot. Currently, our cost per view is running about 2 cents a consumer, and our best performing video ads featured a national holiday beef roast ad and a video produced by the Oklahoma Beef Council that works to bust the myths of beef sustainability.
Thanks, Heather. Remember, you can learn more about what's going on with your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, the live cattle market today was relatively quiet here. We were down 10 at 116.35 on June's. The August, the next month out, up 10 at 119.42, but the live cattle market again, pretty steady all day today without any real action on the live cattle. Now, feeder cattle, on the other hand, were significantly different. The feeder cattle were down hard. May, which expired today at noon, are going to go off the board at 136.30. Now, that will actually expire to whatever the feeder cattle index is on tomorrow's index, on Friday's index, which includes today's cattle. But it was down 20 at 136.20. August feeders, on the other hand, were down $2.35 at 152.85. The next month out, September, down 227 at 154.82. Yesterday's box beef was down 43 cents at 329.49. Today it was actually up at midday. Looks like the cash trade this week is going to be 116 to 119. Although there was some trade yesterday on the Fed Cattle Exchange from 116 to 117, and it looked like people was just kind of folding and having to get rid of some cattle. But the overall this week it looks like 119 to 120 is where the cash trade is going to be, which is just a little bit above the June live cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's at the top of the class for two gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. It tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses. And Double Stop CL Plus combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. It's also acid soil tolerant and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus carries the Grazing Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Today's grain futures market extremely strong, gaining back all of yesterday's losses. The July corn up 40 cents, up the limit today, and it looked like the synthetics were trading somewhere 3 or 4 cents higher than 664.5. So maybe 667-ish up 40. 40 would be 44 higher if the limit was more than 40 cents. September corn up 38.25. December up 34.25 or 555. Talked that there were no cancellations out of China. The majority of that was rumors. Fueled this rally here. And also just the idea that it bounced off some critical moving averages yesterday and found support. Did somewhat of a reversal after being sharply lower. The market bounced here and kind of got the attention of some more technical traders. Beans were 30 to 33 cents higher. The Kansas City wheat up and Chicago both up about 27 cents, which put July Kansas City 27.5 higher at 626.25. So right here, is harvest is going to start in Texas. It's going to be a little bit delayed here in southern Oklahoma just because we're so wet. But as harvest gets going to get a rally like this, that's a welcome sign. We've also got hell forecasted for a large part of the southern plains, which could have an impact. But normally hail storms don't have much of an impact on the wheat markets.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.